From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Utah's Mike Lee may soon be joined by a like-minded Tea Party Republican in the U.S. Senate after Ted Cruz won victory in the Texas GOP primary this week against the so-called establishment candidate. So what does Lee have to say about this win for the Tea Party? Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, is Ted Cruz the new Mike Lee?
Well, I liked how my my colleague Matt Canham termed it. He called Ted Cruz Mike Lee's ideological brother, which I think fits very well. These guys have a little bit of history together. They're both clerked for the Supreme Court. Ted Cruz was Lee's first Senate endorsement, and Lee was very ecstatic when he had his buddy got elected. Let's say this is another member of the so-called Tea Party crew in the Senate. You've got Mike Lee, Jim DeMint, Rand Paul, and now kind of Ted Cruz in that. In that group that are very similar in how they vote. It has changed what it seems Mike Lee thinks about going forward. It's still a small group, but he was very excited in an interview with The Blaze news outlet. Lee said Obamacare's days are numbered, that ill-conceived piece of legislation is going to meet its demise. We're going to bury it and we'll dance on its grave.
Yeah, if it wasn't clear where he stood on the bill before, I think it is now.
Yeah, I don't think he likes Obamacare. Just gonna go out on a limb there.
Thomas, the latest presidential approval rating poll from Gallup is out. What did Utahns have to say about President Obama's performance?
Well, let's just say it's probably clear that Obama's not going to visit Utah anytime soon to rally supporters, because only 26% of Utah residents, Utah adults, said they supported Obama's job performance. In 2009, that number was 48%, and it's just dropped precipitously since then. Now, again, 26% is the lowest in the country of all the states. Wow. 26% is Utah. So, again, it is not friendly country to the president. Neither is Idaho, Wyoming, Montana. It's kind of what you assume for the, red areas, but Utah is the reddest of the bunch.
Thomas, in the midst of the fierce fight over the Bush tax cuts there in Washington, with the Senate and House taking opposite positions, Utah Senator Orrin Hatch reached a deal recently with another senior Western lawmaker on the Senate Finance Committee, Chairman Max Baucus of Montana, a Democrat. What's the compromise these two have reached?
It's dealing with 49 tax provisions. These are business tax situations, and potentially research and development tax credits, renewable energy stuff. And then the two came to a deal and said, okay, we can fix these things. We don't have to have a big fight over it in the Senate. And once you have Hatch and Baucus together on the deal, the ranking Republican, the top Democrat, you can actually probably get something done. It may actually be a bipartisan solution. More interestingly, though, Senator Orrin Hatch's office is pushing back on the stories out there right now, talking about the deal. They're saying, hey, they're not compromising. They're incredibly sensitive to the word compromise. So I guess from now on, we will be very careful to explain the compromise situation. When he makes a deal with a Democrat, it's not a compromise.
Interesting. Turning to the 4th District Congressional race, Thomas, Republican Mia Love, who's challenging Democratic Congressman Jim Matheson, already brought GOP star Paul Ryan to Utah for a fundraiser. Now she's also landed Senator John McCain, the Republican nominee for president in the last election, and even Speaker John Boehner. Do you think it's pretty common for the GOP to bring out the star power for newcomers like Love when they think the race will be a competitive one?
It's probably because Mia Love is not your typical congressional candidate. They look at her and they say, number one, she could be a historic win for the Republicans, the first female black member of Congress, black Republican member of Congress, excuse me. So that's why they're probably throwing a little more star power at this one. I think it also signals the point that the GOP is really tired of battling with Jim Matheson, and maybe they throw all their firepower this time out there, then they can, beat Jim Matheson out of his district. It's probably a really good thing for Speaker Boehner and Senator McCain, too. I mean, if you think about it, those guys would love to have their picture with Mia Love. It makes them look good to be out there and supporting, a candidate in this such a situation. And I don't know what Mitt Romney's going to do, but Josh Romney, his son, has supported Mia Love and, appeared for her. Maybe at some point, Mia Love will use the Romney connection as well. It's unclear how much more firepower she can bring.
Maybe next time KCBW needs to raise money, Thomas, we should bring celebrity journalist Tommy Burr to Salt Lake.
Yeah, I think I can raise you $1.20. Maybe maybe it's enough to get you a sandwich at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, geez. Finally, Thomas, Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz successfully passed a bill out of the House this week that makes federal agencies able to fire government workers who are seriously delinquent on their tax burden. What does Chaffetz say about this bill, and what do his Democratic critics have to say?
You know, this is one of those things I doubt many Americans really know. There are more than about 100,000 federal workers out there that owe more than $1 billion in back taxes. And that's one of those things that kind of shocks people because they're saying, well, wait a second, they're being paid by taxpayer money, but they're not paying into the system. In some ways, you know, yes, exactly. So Chaffetz has legislation to say they can be fired for, you know, seriously delinquent back taxes. Democrats are pushing back and saying, look, actually, federal employees pay their taxes at a higher rate than most Americans do. 96% of federal workers pay all the taxes they're owed. So, this legislation passed the House this week. It's kind of a typical Republican versus Democrat issue. The answer, though, is the bill is probably dead on arrival in the Senate because the Senate is controlled by Democrats.
Well, as a journalist, I'm glad I pay my taxes because I don't want to be next.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, we don't owe much because we don't make much. That's how it usually works.
Yep. Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. We talk with them every Friday, and Thomas, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good weekend.